Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Clay and Lorraine Show on KMOO.
Welcome to KMOO Radio, radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carrizosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And our special guest today is Lisa Fisher, Lisa Fisher and Grand Breton. This is Lisa's second appearance on KMOO Radio,
yeah.
And we are so happy. For those of you that may have been on another planet for a while, Lisa Fisher's, you know, 20-plus years with the Rolling Stones, and she's been with all the great names in our business, from Luther Vandross to Sting, and just recently I saw her on YouTube with Bruce Springsteen, so, and also the star, 20 Feet from Star, many of you have seen that documentary. If you haven't, you should. So this is Lisa Fisher, and I've got to tell you, in my opinion, I've been around a little while, she is the greatest female singer of my lifetime. So we're honored to have her. But before we go on to see Lisa, we have another guest, right, Lorraine?
Yes, we do. Yes. So Mace Johnson.
He is waiting for us in the studio. We've taped earlier because she has a question for Lisa that she wants to ask her, and she's going to give us a quick review of this of Lisa and the Grand Breton's appearance at the Blue Note in New York just recently.
Great. So before we talk to Lisa, let's go ahead and listen in to our conversation that we had with Nace.
Here's Nace. Welcome back, our friend Nace Johnson. Welcome back to KMOO Radio, Nace.
Oh, thank you, Clay and Lorraine. Thank you for having me.
But we still, you know, listen over and over again to our first show with you about being a fan of Lisa Fisher. So
yeah.
It was a great show, and we still get compliments on it, so thank you very much.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I had such a great time. It's always a lovely pleasure to talk about how wonderful Lisa is.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lisa, we were wondering, how many times did you see Lisa and Grand Breton at the Blue Note in New York?
Oh, my goodness. I almost felt like I lived there. There were 12 shows, and I went to 11. And the only reason I didn't go to one of the shows, I actually went across town to see another artist, Laura Mbula, for a performance earlier in the evening. And then I raced over back on the other side of town to see the Late Show at the Blue Note. So I pretty much lived at the Blue Note for a week. And it's a good thing they liked me.
Did the show meet expectations?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was beyond expectations. They included new material into the set list. Lisa was, I've never seen her perform as well as she did at the Blue Note last week. It was absolutely incredible.
My goodness.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Now, how many times have you seen her now, Nace?
Oh, my goodness. I think I am into my 80s.
Wow. True fan.
Yeah.
And every time is better than the last time. It's actually a incredible, wonderful, beautiful experience, and I will never tire of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you were sitting in front of Lisa, what question would you have for Lisa?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A million-dollar question.
Actually, the sit at the Blue Note really had me to develop this question, and I would really love to know what processes or study techniques Lisa uses to prepare herself to perform new material in her shows.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
We're going to ask that for you, for sure.
Ooh, an early birthday gift.
There
you
go.
Thank you.
So keep listening to KMOO Radio, the cool KMOO.
The coolest kids in town.
Hey. Thank you for being our friend, Nace.
Oh, and thank you for welcoming me into your family and making me a part of the KMOO family. It's absolutely such a wonderful place to be, and I'm really happy to be a part of the Lorraine and Clay show.
Well, thank you.
God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
It's always good to talk to our friend, Nace.
Yeah, she's been a good friend of KMOO Radio. And now we're going to go see Lisa Fisher, but we're hoping to have a surprise for Lisa. Bernard Ballard. who sang side by side with her with the Rolling Stones for over 20 years. Mm. They're great friends. And Bernard's been on our show twice.
Yes.
You really need to listen to his show. He has a CD out called The Bura. And it's fabulous,
wonderful.
Fabulous CD, B-U-R-A. He has all kinds of fabulous people playing on his CD. So be sure you get The Bura from Bernard Fowler. And hopefully things work out just right. We're going to surprise Lisa with her friend Bernard Fowler.
Ooh, this will be interesting.
Yeah, this will be fun if it all works out. So let's go see Lisa Fisher of Grand Bethany.
Go on and visit your addicted to love.
Welcome back to KMU Radio, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you. Hi, you guys. How are you?
We're good. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been over a year since we've heard your voice on KMU Radio.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know.
Way too long.
I know. We missed you.
I know.
I missed you guys, too.
Yeah. But you've been very, very busy.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely, and we're excited about your upcoming appearances.
Yes, so real quick, we have March 3rd, you're going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
March 4th, yes. Santa Monica at the Broad Stage. Is that politically correct to say that?
The Broad Stage?
Stage?
What kind of show are you doing over there?
I understand it's a very nice place. And then March 5th, you're going to be in our neck of the woods in Berkeley, California, where I spent my junior year in college, at the famous Freight and Savage. Freight and Savage. And then back to New York.
I love it.
Yeah. So,
Yes, it's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the West Coast.
Great.
It'll be nice to get some of that weather you guys been getting, huh?
Yeah,
it'll be nice.
It'll be nice.
And I'm looking at the rest of your list. It's pretty big. And, for our KMU listeners, they could see, where you are on the LisaFisherMusic.com under gigs and check out all your shows.
Yeah.
But you're everywhere.
Yeah. Plus, on Facebook, our friend Nace Johnson has Lisa Fisher fan page. She's very good at announcing new concert dates for Lisa Fisher and Grand Bethany.
She's excellent. She's been really wonderful.
Yeah, she's a friend. Thank you. Because of you, Nace Johnson's become a friend of ours. So.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. She's a doll.
Yeah. She is. And, speaking of Nace, she saw you 11 of the 12 shows at the recent Blue Notes in New York.
Yes.
She's a true fan.
I cannot believe she had. I can't believe she made all those shows.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Pretty amazing.
She had a great time, by the way, she told us.
She did. Oh, I'm so glad. That makes my heart feel good.
Yeah. And she has a question that she wanted us to ask you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, she said, how do you learn a new song, and what is the process of doing that when you try to learn a new song?
It seems difficult to both Nace and
That's a really good question. Usually, if there's a recording of it, I'll try to find out how many recordings and how many people have tried to cover it or have covered it, and then I kind of turn into a sponge. I just kind of soak myself in what I'm listening to. I really love the lyrics, and so I really try to get into the story and try to imagine myself in the story. And sometimes I may change a word here or there just so that I feel more connected to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just complete repetition until I have the map in my heart and in my soul.
Wow.
And then after that, I start to speak it. In a musical way in my head, and really work more closely with the melody and kind of see where that portion of the trip takes me. And then after that, I get with Grand Bethany, and then we start to play like kids in a playground, and we just goof off with it. It's a beautiful process. It really is.
Just ballpark. How long does it take, Lisa, from start to finish?
It varies according to what it is. Yeah. Let's say, for example, if it's a request for a show separate from Grand Bataan, it'll probably take me a day, 2 days.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah. If it's for Grand Bataan and I usually try to give myself a bit more time because I have to not only redo the song, but do it in a way that really works well for us as a band.
Yeah,
so that,
right.
You know, there are more souls to consider. And so that process takes a little bit longer, but it's not bad. I'd say about three, four days,
okay.
You know, of rehearsal and then, you know, having a couple of days off in between just to let it settle in. You know, and soak up the juices.
But I know you're very proud, and you should be, of the three young gentlemen that are in Grand Bataan. Can you introduce them to our listeners?
Absolutely. Our bassist is Aiden Carroll. He's from Oklahoma, and he plays upright bass and electric bass. And he also sings and plays a bit keyboard as well. He's also a great songwriter and artist in his own right. He's a baby. He's the youngest. And then Terry Arpino, who's our drummer. He also plays percussion. I've been teasing him because I was like, when are you going to sing? And he just kind of giggles and smiles and doesn't sing. And then he's known JC a very long time. He and JC are friends. JC Maillard is our musical director and arranger. He plays guitar, flamenco guitar, electric guitar, saz bass, and keyboards, and vocals. And he also writes and produces. And so he's really been my my inspiration on a lot of levels to kind of go outside of myself and just kind of have fun with the music. He loves to dream and arrange and change things around. And so it's been really healthy for me. So by the time the group was, you know, the four of us get together in a room, it's just a lot of fun, a lot of fun. They're all very different and all, they fit together like a lovely puzzle piece, you know?
Yeah. The last time on the show, you were appearing in the Lonzo King Ballet. And we talked about on the show about JC being in the, what we call the orchestra pit.
Oh, wow.
And then we talked about how happy he was to be there. He was like a little boy in a toy store. He was just, you could see him light up.
Yes. He had all his stuff. He was just like, woohoo.
Yeah. So I can see why you would enjoy him so much.
It's a good soul. They're all fabulous people. And it really does make a big difference, you know, just loving the people around you.
Yeah, we experienced that here, too.
It does make a difference.
So we're going to take a quick little truck stop here. We're going to be right back. Don't move away. We're going to talk to Lisa about the other people that were part of the Stones that have been on K-Move. And maybe a surprise or two.
Yeah.
Don't move away.
What's entertainment to you? Is it food, music, fashion, perhaps gossip, or maybe even politics? Well, if you listen to K-Move Radio, to the Clay and Lorraine Show, you'll have a variety of podcasts that may entertain you. So be sure to be in the know with our show by liking us on Facebook at K-Move Radio, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at K-Move Radio. K-Move.
We've had just you now a second time on K-Move Radio, and we've had Bernard Fowler on twice now, and Daryl Jones.
Bernard!
So, you know, we're totally, speaking of Bernard, can I play a little something on, this is the first show he was with, and we were talking to Naish, and we told him that about Naish Johnson, and I'm going to play with you. If everything works well, I'm going to play with you for you.
A little clip
of what Bernard said about you.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
Here's a little clip from the show.
Okay.
Nance Johnson is a very, very good friend of us at Cable. She was on the show that we did on Are You a Lisa Fisher Fan? And we had her on, and she redeemed her Lisa Fisher's number one fan, and we gave her a trophy.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get that trophy back. I'm the number one.
Hey!
Did you get that? He said he's the number one fan of Lisa Fisher.
I laughed out loud. I can't believe he said that.
Yeah. He wants to take Nation's trophy away.
Oh, yeah, he's a little jealous when he said that.
he's fun. He's a lot of fun. He came on the second time because I won a contest where he was supposed to teach me to sing. And everybody knows I can't sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So we liked him too much to put him through all that. So we just left the last last 5 minutes of it. And so he heard I tried to sing My Girl, and he and Lorraine, actually it was him. He told me I should go into the other room and close the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he did.
He
not.
Did. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So funny. He's got a great sense of humor. Such a beautiful soul. You always feel the love in his heart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's got this paternal, brotherly, wise energy. And, you know, along with just being an amazing singer and songwriter and artist, he's just a wonderful human being to be around. Everyone that I know loves him.
Yeah, he's a ton of fun. We love him. So speaking of Bernard and Daryl and you, you know, you're the first three rock stars we've ever met. We've always been a business channel before, and we had some because you know we didn't know if Lorraine would have to be hitting the delete button all the time because of bad language,
right.
Or you know how you'd be going, oh wow, all the time. So we're overwhelmed with how impressed we are with all three of you. Just. You're really great, great people.
They're just very down to earth, and the quality of you three are just amazing.
We have a multiple choice question for you.
Yeah, we have a little game we're going to play with you. So, okay, here we go. Okay, multiple choice question. Ready?
You're back in school now.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, speaking of Daryl Jones, Bernard Fowler, and yourself, the first one is: were the three of you born awesome? Number two. Being around each other for over 20 years made you awesome. Number three, being with the Rolling Stones made you awesome. And number four, all of the above.
Which one you want?
Oh, my God. It's such a difficult question. I guess I'll speak of them. I think they were born awesome.
Love
and I
it.
Think they've had awesome. I think they've had awesome life experiences, and the way that they handle their life experiences it's just beautiful. They live and they learn and they share and their hearts are open. I mean, Daryl was working, you know, with Miles Davis and Sting and just so many other amazing artists, and so he came to the table with some beautiful gifts that he just shared with not only the artist but the world and who he is through the music, you know. And the same for Bernard, you know, he taught me so much. I would say A.
I love it.
Lisa, we have a caller that's calling. Can we take a question from the caller?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, because I see our KMU radio light going on. So
somebody's lighting up here.
Let me see here. Put him on speaker. Here we go.
Yeah.
And you have the volume up?
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, caller. This is KMU Radio. Do you have a question for Lisa Fisher?
Yes. Could you ask her if she knows I love her so much?
It worked. We pulled it off.
Hi, baby. Yeah, baby.
Honey.
Daddy.
Mama.
So, you two have met before?
I didn't treat you this morning.
They are amazing. They are just so wonderful. Where are you at?
I'm on the west side.
Okay.
I love
you. Oh, my gosh. I love you, too. Where are you?
I'm home. Laying in New Jersey, child. Oh. Just chilling.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We were afraid we'd have to introduce you two to each other, but I guess, I guess you know each
other? I think you guys know each other.
We just met.
Yeah. That's Bernard. This is Lisa. Lisa Bernard. So K-Boo wants to make a claim here, that this is the first time the two of you have been on a radio show together?
Yep.
You know, I think so.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa. I think we did one a long time ago in Japan, didn't we?
So it's the first time in the United States. We'll take that. We'll take the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa, before we let Bernard go, so let's let you know, too, that when we asked his awesome manager, Michelle Clark, I said, well, you know, I said, would it be okay if it calls in and this would be the time? And she said, well, Bernard's not a morning person, but for Lisa,
Lisa, he will do it.
I love you. You go back to sleep, my little angel.
I love you too. I wish I was in bed, but I'm up dressed. I'm getting ready to hit the gym.
Get out of here.
Who are you? Hell yeah. It's gym time. I got some dates I got to do in Australia, so I got to hit the gym. I got to get ready.
Okay. Bernard, before you go, you on their last show, and I think what Lisa should weigh in on this too, you said you might cut your hair, and Lorraine screamed no, and I said no. Have you cut your hair, Bernard?
You better not.
I am bald.
What? Oh, you better text us a picture of that.
Yeah, we gotta see that one.
I'm only kidding.
Oh.
I meant down there.
Bleep.
Bleep. There's our delete button.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love you, Bernard. Thank you for doing this for us.
I love you, Lisa. Lisa, I'll call you in about an hour.
Okay, I love you.
All right, honey. Have a good one. You guys have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Bernard. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
What a great guy.
We didn't think you'd mind the surprise.
Are you kidding me? You can touch it anytime.
Well, let's take a quick truck stop here.
Okay,
But don't go away, because we're going to ask her a couple of questions about these concerts coming up and what we as participants can do in our future. We'll be right back.
And during this break, let's listen in to Lisa Fisher sing How Can I Ease the Pain from her album So Intense.
Welcome back, and you're listening to KMU Radio with special guest Lisa Fisher.
Yeah, Lisa Fisher. People know that, you know, that we've, I think I've seen you 20 times. I think I'm in second place behind
Nation.
But, and so they ask.
No way.
In multiple cities. I mean, here in the Bay Area, Austin, Texas, and the famous Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So people ask me this question, but I know they're going to go see you, because often you'll play multiple nights and then two shows the same night.
Right.
So they ask me, what show should they go to? Should they go to opening night, the last night, the first show of the night, or the last show of the night?
Right.
What would you say? What say you?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I just completed 12 dates and 6 nights at the Blue Note here in New York.
Right.
And it was beautiful, but I did notice... You know, it's interesting. A lot of my singer friends came out the last night. It was really beautiful. I'm not sure how many singer friends came out during the week. I think some also came during the week as well. But what happens is, as each night goes on, your voice gets more fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, a lot of people like to come to the first show to give support and to help out with nervousness and stuff like that, and that's always been great.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like to kind of, you know, see the first night before it starts to get kind of gelled,
it's kind of a great night to come. It's really according to the viewer.
Right.
Usually the first and second shows, the first show tends to be, I don't know, I think a lot more, I tend to be more nervous. By the second show in the evening, I've already figured out like where the sound is at in the room, because every time an audience comes in, the room sound changes for me.
Oh.
And so I have to kind of get used to what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so now that, you know, I've kind of, my ears sort of attuned to the room, mm-hmm. and then the second audience comes in, I feel a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
And I usually find the people who, especially if it's in a club situation, they'll drink a bit more usually the later show.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, you'll get more people talking back at you and having conversations, you know.
Right.
People feel more loose, and so it tends to be a bit of a looser show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really according to what you like, but I always like to laugh and say, usually the last shows, I'm like crawling on one foot and I'm exhausted, but I'm still loving the process. And so I always say it's like somebody watching a really bad car accident or something. You know? So they're like, let's see how much he's got.
So Lorraine has one other question for you. This is kind of an etiquette question about going to concerts.
Right. I always wondered, you know, because I saw her was in Austin. And I noticed a lot of people were, you know, taking pictures and they were holding their cell phones up, you know, to do video. Does that bother you at all or distract you in any way?
Is that a good thing to do or not?
You know, it really is according to the room and the house and what their rules are. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm so accustomed to it.
Okay.
Especially, you know, in other situations with the Stones and just with Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, just different groups. I'm so accustomed to it. It seems like it's part of the lifestyle now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be. It's according to how it's done.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would prefer my first choice would be to have people really just connecting with nothing in front of them to shield the energy, you know,
yeah,
or to capture the energy. I would hope that their hearts capture it, and that their eyes and their, you know, that they're connected in that emotional way.
Right.
But what's interesting is that they will usually want to have a piece of that to keep for themselves. And so I understand that as well. So for me, either way is good. It's so long as it's not like the whole night in front of the camera. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, you know, taking, you know, bits and pieces and bites, and that's always good. Yeah, but I understand that it's, you know, I've been guilty of it as well. If the room allows me to take a picture and I'm having a moment and I really want to capture it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been really cool. And a lot of times what people will do is they'll send a message via Instagram or Twitter or Facebook of, you know, what they've captured and share it with everyone else. So it's been really lovely in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's especially a good question for you and Grand Bouton, because it is an experience to see you. We talked on the first show about your healing music.
Right.
And it is healing music. And, you know, I know that there's, you know, people are always bugging you about putting a CD out. But be honest, I you know, I don't know if that's a good thing, because to see you in person is something, you know, you just got to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to experience. You guys are awesome.
I know what you mean. I'm so thankful for the experience and for the opportunity to be able to go to these different places and to share an experience and really make it a full circle. And I know what you mean about the CD. You know, we have gone in the studio and we have tried to capture sound and emotion. But during this journey, it's been really interesting for me, because I find that the audience is really a big part of that.
Mm.
And so if we do capture something, it has to be something where the audience is involved, or that there's an exchange. I need that. I definitely need that.
Then so you need to do a live CD.
I've been really thinking about it.
Live.
Well, you know, it hurts to let you go, but I know you're busy, and everybody, be sure you catch Lisa Fisher in Grand Bateau in Scottsdale, Arizona, March 3rd. Santa Monica, March 4th. Mm-hmm. And Berkeley, California, March 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up right away. Mm-hmm. And
and her Facebook, her Lisa Fisher fan page.
Yes, yep. And Facebook. Lisa Fisher gigs. Stay close. It's a marvelous, almost indescribable time to see Lisa Fisher in Grand Bateau live. So don't miss it.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, please. Thank you. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, Lisa. Thank you.
Oh, and you as well. Hopefully I'll get to see you again.
Yeah.
Yes. You will.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.